This is Core.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Core. This is episode 54 of Core, the Heroes of the Storm podcast. And hello to everybody who might be watching or listening to us because you found us on the Blizzard launcher tonight. I'm Scott Johnson with Bo Schwartz and John Jagger. Guys, the world has spoken. The player base has voted. Well, they didn't really vote. There's no formal vote for this. But Sumuro is officially OP. He is Reckon Fools. His Q is enough to make you want to pick up your balls and go home. I didn't mean that in any sort of euphemistic way. I sort of meant just a kid at the park playing baseball with his friends. That's all I meant.
Sure.
And he's a real butthole if you're going one-on-one with that guy. And he is just making other heroes look like schmoo. So, is that still hold? My impression from last week, Bo, still the prominent feeling among players, and are we expecting the mighty Banhammer to swing sometime this week?
Well, the hammer has made an appearance.
Oh, tell me about the hammer. I missed the hammer.
Well, there was a very mild, quote, balance patch. And the way it was presented was like, here's balance patch notes.
Yeah.
Makes it sound like there's a number of changes incoming, but there were only one, and they were all had Sumuro's name on it.
So it was to balance the game. And they needed to balance the game with Sumuro. Is that what you're saying?
Right. So that happened. Now, they were very tiny, so tiny that I looked at it and went, oh, this isn't important. this change is nothing. Yeah. And they decreased his health a little bit, his health regen. His mirror image has a slightly higher cooldown, and there are a few other tweaks, like the Illusion Master, which I think Illusion Master is the hipster pick. Everyone's like, yeah, I'm super skilled. I'm going to take the hard to execute one. When Blade Storm is what you want to take, but the damage buff you get from the illusions are less now. Like, they're very tiny, but you know it's on their mind. More is coming. So,
I got a question for you about his early game that I have not been able to have anybody answer for me properly. So I put it to you and then John, if you don't know it, but what does it mean when a character like that is released, a hero like that is unleashed to the player base, and within a day, people have figured out that at level two, he can invade enemy camps and steal their merc camps. At level two, what does that say about the...
Very quiet.
Does that mean that when... I don't know what the pre-release testing looks like outside of what they put on PTR for a week for the general population, but for internal testing, is that just something they don't test for? Because it seems so over the top in practice now. How could you miss something like, yo, I'll invade your camp at level two and already I've got mercs on your towers?
Well, have you seen this a lot in your game? I know I've been doing it like crazy.
Yeah.
Of course. Is this
Bo, you're the only one doing this. I still call this the Bo strategy Bo's the only one I know doing it.
I have heard of others doing it. You're not the only one I've heard of doing it. I don't know that I've seen it a ton in games. I've seen a couple of quick matches where it was maybe not level two, but it was pretty quick. And late game, he's just off doing that. And if there is a Rexxar on your team, the two of you just high five in the middle of the map and then go off and do camps for the latter half of the thing. Like, there seems to be no end to it. Now, I'm probably overblowing it a little bit. However, that does just seem crazy. Nobody should be able to do that at level two. I don't care who you are, unless you've got some kind of bribe at that level. And as far as I know, nobody has bribe at level two. So
no,
what gives?
Yeah, let's talk delete Sumuro strats, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. I was just joking about being quiet. We're gonna share with all you listeners before he gets super nerfed how you're gonna win 90% of your quick match games, probably a lot of your other mode games too.
All right.
And that is, as Scott said, just start camping hard at level two. Mm. And if you look at his analog, Zeratul and Nova, so they're both stealth, right? Except both of those guys, you don't want to be doing a camp because the camp will kick your butt.
Yeah, they're made of paper, those two characters.
But Sumuro has effectively temporary health. Like, if you think of other characters that might gain, like, things like temporary health, like, I don't know, maybe Fury Warrior, some incarnation of a barbarian in various fantasy games. You get extra health pools from your mirror images. Mm-hmm. So as long as you can manage that effectively, you're invulnerable. And because you're invisible, if they have like a vision tower, you just sneak past it. You don't even bother taking the tower. That's a telegraph that you're in the neighborhood up to something. Mm-hmm. So because of all that, and because he's got some pretty serious DPS as well, he's able to start taking those camps and run ramshod. And, you know, we proved that out, I think, definitely in Team League this weekend, John. Scott, I'm sorry you were not there to join us.
It's okay. You know what? You guys played a little Team League. That's good. As I told John, Team League, when it presents itself, it's kind of like, I don't know, seeing a unicorn. You don't go, oh, you know what? I'm going to wait till the very next time, the one in a billion chance to see a unicorn so that Scott can be here to see the unicorn. No. You take advantage of the unicorn. You jump on that unicorn. You ride it into the night. This all got real weird real quick, and I didn't mean it to. But the point is, unicorns, go after them. And that's what Team League can be sometimes, because five guys online, ready to roll, let's play, is a hard thing to manage. And you guys played some. How'd that go, by the way? I assume everyone had a good time. Looked like it.
Yeah, I think we were 4-1, and the one we lost was because of a disconnect. It was absolutely stacked team. Like, it was pretty ridiculous. Yeah. We had a good time. And in two of those games, I got to play Sumuro. And basically, I just said, I'm going to go jungle. You guys have fun. I'll see you at level 14 or whatever. Man. And yeah, that's the lead strat. And the team league, it was very fun. The dynamics also worse because everyone's trying to play together. So I was often feeling that running interference and being the one going to get camps or being coming from weird directions, things like that. Mm. Sumuro is overpowered, and if you want a chance to play an overpowered hero, you should purchase. I highly recommend purchasing Sumuro and playing him.
Yeah.
Scott, yeah. John, we haven't had a hero that we've had such a raging enthusiasm about in this way since maybe Li Ming. Mm. Right?
John, what do you think about the current fervor around the strength or overstrength of Sumuro?
I think it's justified, and honestly, I would encourage people out there to listen to Bo's idea on strategy, because what I saw a lot of was I was just getting into Lunara prior to Sumuro's release, and it turns out he can really just ruin her day.
Yeah.
He can make her life pretty hard. And the way he does that is the way a lot of people are playing him, which is this, you invis in, you split right around them, you kind of create this natural cage around them, you kind of get a natural body block, and then the damage is so high locked in that little cage, you just can't get out in enough time to survive, or you make it very easy to then be picked off. And I can see that getting nerfed. I can see that not remaining a playstyle. It kind of goes back to the old days of Nova, where, you know, she might have been okay, and yeah, you can counter, but nobody's really having fun. And so I can see that playstyle going away. This, like, sneaking off and getting camps and not being where you expect him to be, I think is going to be really strong and maintain to be a part of his kit. Mm. So, I mean, Bo showed some really cool things with him. I have yet to play him outside of Brawl. Because, you know, Bo... he licked him and claimed ownership, and I haven't gone near him. I've respected the laws of the licking, and I don't want to touch him now. So
he was a bit salty, but I didn't mind.
But you're right, Bo. Like, we haven't had, there has not been this level of conversation about a hero after release, this close after release, since probably Li Ming, and for similar reasons. In her case, it was, man, just look at how little expenditure there is on mana for her, and her damage output is insane, and her cooldowns are so low, and she's a must-pick every time. And in a lot of ways, she's still number one ban in a lot of the in Hero League games and Team League games. But not really since her have we had that level of talk about a character at launch. So I think I like that. I think I like that that he's stirring things up, that he's causing disarray in some ways. I think it's too simple to just write it off and say, he's OP, they'll nerf him, and then everything will be fine. I think that he's providing a nuance to the way people play the game. He's combining a couple of age-old hero strategies in ambush techniques and a little Nova thrown in there and a little Butcher thrown in there, even a little Nazebo thrown in there. Different skill sets of different heroes are coming to bear here, and it's super interesting to watch and listen to. So hopefully players are feeling that excitement. I mean, I know I am, and I think that's fun for the game to have that conversation, even if it's in some cases a little negative because he's a little OP.
And it takes you out of your comfort zone, too. It makes you reevaluate how you're playing the game. And, you know, I've been playing a lot of Mirrodin now, which I've played Mirrodin a lot recently. But I was kind of moving and trying to put a lot of time into Assassins. And I kind of went back to Mirrodin because I really like Mirrodin versus Samoro. I don't think he's a strong necessarily counter, but he's a nice warrior that makes worrying about Samoro not as big of a deal, and so he's kind of strong in that regard to him. And so it's made me play him, and it's made people rethink how they play. I do think that this is maybe the beginning of what's going to be some nerfs, but I think it's okay for things to be shaken up for a little bit. If you're playing on a competitive level, you can counter him with a ban. I was surprised Bo got to play him twice in Team League, but he did. And if you, if you're in quick match, you already know it can go kind of crazy.
Yeah. But what's this thing about, you wrote here, you can danger ping Samoro? What does that mean, danger ping?
So I don't think this counts as an exploit because it's in-game mechanics. But one of the interesting things I've seen, I saw on Reddit recently, and it's probably been buried by now, so give it a test, but when you can danger ping a hero, right? There's a you press G and I think you hold up and maybe you have it bound to a hotkey. But if you click it on a hero, a little arrow will point down going like wee 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 wee, you know. And hire me, I'm great at the sound effects.
Yeah, no, really business. You know that the voice,
I'm like that guy from Police Academy.
The voice actors all went on strike this week, and I think we have a solution.
Hard this week. Yeah, oh man,
we got a solution, guys.
Thanks, Dr. Wowie.
Yeah.
So
that's a good question.
All right, it's too inside. But right. you can wait on the on an enemy to danger ping him.
Yeah.
And so what's been happening is, let's say you see Samuro and he doesn't have his mirror images, then he poof mirror images. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a bit of a delay because there's multiple pings every time you ping. There's multiple animations.
Yeah.
And so you can tell which one is the real one when he splits in three, bypassing the whole, like, which one is the real one? I mean, there are other techniques like watching how fast the health pools deplete as you damage them, things like that. But in the heat of the moment, it's very hard. And being on the receiving end of it, I feel like that might have happened to me because some people were pretty good at guessing. And they didn't have like a Tassadar that I could see. Like, I wasn't on vision in that way. Because also those revealing abilities will, just like Hollow Decoy, like Tassadars will reveal the correct one with a little eye on top of their head, right?
Sure.
So that's been something that's been circulating. But there's an even better strategy for countering Samuro. Have you also seen this one?
No, what is it?
Banning
him. Just ban him. If you ban him, you're good, right? Just ban him right out.
Well, that's one way. But if you happen to get him on the team, one way that's been popularly upvoted on Reddit is to stay near your Hall of Storms. Yeah. And when you see him come out, move towards your Hall of Storms. And once you're inside, he can't hit you. So you're safe.
Oh, yeah. You can go right up in there in the Nexus there and all is well. Yeah. Yeah. Danger ping. I don't know about John here, but John's an aficionado, but Danger ping, my favorite late 80s anime, man, I used to love watching that on Saturdays. Danger ping.
Good old Danger ping.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to that.
Always saving the world. Well, the Chinese took offense. So what are you going to do? Anyway, there's the state of Samuro this week. He's a real bastard and he's fun and he's cool. I've played him all of 2 times. I do the same thing John does. When a new hero comes out, and if Bo licks it or likes it, as it turns out, we have this tendency to sort of stand back and just let him have it. Like, just go ahead, you be you, you be Bo, and you really ring this thing out, and then we end up cozying up a little bit later. And I don't know why that is. It's kind of a weird a weird thing we do, and it's not anything like, it's nothing, it's not like I go, oh, I can't believe Bo likes another new character, I guess I won't be playing that for two. It's not like that. Like, Bo's the first guy to say, oh, anyone else want to play him? And we'll back down and say, here, please, somebody play him. It's not, so it isn't ever that. It's just, I don't know. I feel like when you're really putting him through the ringer and you're kind of doing it for all of us in a weird way, it's hard to explain. I guess when you play in the same group a lot, that these sort of dynamics sort of show themselves.
I mean, you've really sort of nailed my role in our society, which is to play heroes for the people. It's my calling. It's a high calling. Not everyone understands it.
No,
but I'm glad you took the time to recognize.
Well, only one guy could do it.
And, for that.
Yeah, thankfully you're here.
But also because he does it in ways you don't expect. Mm. I mean, I played so many games against Samuro, just expecting that, okay, that's how you play him. You surround an enemy and you burst them down and they die. And then I play with Bo and I'm like, I feel like there's no Samuro on my team because I'm not seeing what's been being done to me. And of course, it's because Bo has gone and found a completely different strategy that he's going to do and implement. It's like, at first I get mad about it, right? Because I'm just like, Bo, why can't you play like everybody else? And then I see how effective it is. I'm like, no, Bo, you just be you. It's good.
Be you. Yeah. Teach us the way.
My favorite moment of this past week was John going on a tirade about Mirror Image is cool. By the way, Mirror Image, again, he's got three cards. This is unfair. It's stupid. It's broken.
It pops up very quickly.
Yeah. John, you must be thrilled that the cooldown got increased, though. It's like 2 seconds or something.
Yeah, but they last longer.
Oh, that's true.
The cooldown got increased, but then they last longer. So I guess the encouragement there is to kill them, and then they have a longer cooldown, which, I don't know, I always feel bad if I kill a mirror image. I feel like I've been duped. It's like, all right, I fell for it.
Yeah, and it's easy to fall for, especially in that initial chaos when they're pop, and you're like, I don't know which one of you are, so I'm just going to attack whatever, which, again, is the point of a mirror image. Like, good job, Blizzard. You've literally done the thing it was supposed to do, but sometimes... Cutting a couple of seconds off cooldown, but making it last longer is a little bit like you having a recurring nightmare and the solution being go to bed early so that the nightmare starts earlier, but then still lasts till midnight. Like,
yeah, you get a better night's rest.
Yeah, doesn't make any sense. Anyway.
I don't know. My favorite, though, this is the last thing about Samuro, because this is my favorite thing, and you reminded me with how difficult and or easy it is to tell. Sometimes it is tricky. If he's out in the middle of a lane and he just surprises you, it can be hard to tell. But there's a sweet spot right up by the wall where his little minion clones just decide, all right, we're going to just walk face first in this wall. And they will just stand there with their head like pressed against the wall, marching in place. It's like, well, those
are fake.
Those are clones. Mm-hmm. Those are maybe copies of copies, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
Like, they're not the swiftest clones in the bunch.
I'll tell you, though, there's been times where I've been fooled. Like, for whatever reason, like I played Morales the other night with you guys, and for whatever reason, the Samuro and their team was hell-bent on my death all the time, constantly, which is probably good. Maybe that was his job on his team. It was a 5-stack. Perhaps they were on comms telling him, kill the medic, kill the medic. I don't know. But he would come after me in a way that was super interesting. So he would pop his mirror image out in the front line with some whoever was our tank, and those mirror images would go to town, and also so would he, so you'd end up looking like just a number of Samuros, and you're not sure who the real human is. And then he would come after me and chase me so deep into the back line and so far back to my defenses, sometimes to its death, that I thought it was one of the robot Samuros, that it was one of the mirror images, and that it was just following me because it had gotten locked on me, and that's just where the AI was going to go. No, it was the actual dude. So there's a real bloodlust going on with that character. That can be really disconcerting. It's just
that's like the next level tactics. Mm-hmm. I've actually actively done that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh man, my health is low. I better run. I'm like, just keep doing what you're doing and pretend you're the clone.
Yeah,
and hopefully one of the other clones gets an idea that it's gonna walk off somewhere, and it's perfect.
No, like it's the almost the opposite of Nova. For Nova, it's like, look over here. That's the trick. For Samuro, it's look all over the place. Oh shit. It's everywhere. And it's so frustrating to get body blocked into a hole where the mirror images are there blocking you. Maybe some of their other characters are blocking you. Some smart ass Tassadar threw a wall in front of you. Like it can become very claustrophobic very quick when you're trying to face off against that character without much support, and it's insane. So I don't know. On the whole, despite him being OP and people leaning towards some problems with him, I feel like the excitement over that character's launch and his effect on the game has been rejuvenating for me in Heroes. Like, there's something weird about it that's good. It's a good energy, guys. So more of that, please. More of that and less sort of, well, so-and-so came out this week's kind of a limp noodle and they had to buff him 8 times since Saturday. Like, that's frustrating. This is, for whatever reason, this is striking the right balance for me. So, one last question before we go on. What's the overall take on whether or not he becomes ban central in league games where he can be banned, or even pro play, which I know we're about to run out of for the season, but yeah.
You mean for competitive?
Yeah, for
just Hero League.
Just like, Hero League, competitive, pro games, all that. Like, is he the next
so meta pick for pre this balance patch, he was a 60 to 65% win rate hero in competitive, like on Hots Logs. That was sort of what was reported.
Yeah.
And his win rates were high. I don't know how he felt good in Team League, but we weren't playing at, you know, I think we're silver gold, like level MMRs. Like, it's not, we weren't playing at the highest levels. I think he would definitely see play. The most unfair thing about him is how he can get away.
Mm-hmm.
He just books it. As soon as you think he's out of tricks, his E comes off cooldown with like 50 health. He can teleport, and then he has increased moves, but he's just gone.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think we'll see. I predict we'd see him.
Okay. Well, he definitely has the potential for explosive play moments that will make a crowd freak out as they bang their two balloony things together. So bring it on, I suppose. Speaking of which, we're only, what's today? Wednesday? No, tomorrow. As of tomorrow, I will be in Anaheim. I believe so will you, John.
Yep.
We both get in there on Wednesday. And that's crazy because BlizzCon's coming at us like crazy. So I think we save our full-blown prediction stuff for next Tuesday. We will have a show next Tuesday prior to BlizzCon itself. But coming into this next week, there's some interesting stuff going on. So first of all, a quick reminder that at the Calm Before the Storm on Thursday, both John and I, and I believe Kyle Ferguson and TBK and some others, are going to be part of a Heroes panel. Oh, shoot. What time is that Thursday? Do you know that off the top of your head?
Not off the top of my head.
Ah, damn it. Well, it's in the Hilton, third floor, I think, right?
Look up Con Before the Storm.
Yeah.
I think they have like a full panel schedule.
They should. Anyway, go look for that. And you will, if you're coming to that or anywhere near that and while you're in Anaheim, you might want to check that out. We're going to be talking pretty much Heroes the entire time, and I'm really, really looking forward to being a part of that panel that day. So check that out. Also, since they announced just this week or a couple of days ago, they announced the structure for 2017's professional play, like how they're going to break the league up. It all smells a lot like League of Legends and Riot stuff. Bo, the person has spent the most time playing League, albeit at the time you were doing it, just to bide the time until Heroes actually launched. Do you have any kind of take on that whole on the 2017 League play structure? Whether you think it's a good thing, a bad thing, the way that they're changing their own direct involvement in the league, will it attract new teams? Will it keep existing teams happy? Just curious if you have any sort of overall.
Well,
on that.
I mean, so starting just with my base emotional reaction, as someone who is probably, I don't know, too old to play in competitive, and it's not really something I'd go for. There's a part of me that kind of wishes I was, you know, young again, and would definitely be excited by everything that they announced here as someone looking for an opportunity to play esports, even for a small amount of money, enough to live on or enough to start a career on or to get that kind of thing. So generally speaking, this kind of a system is a huge step. Whether it'll be successful or not, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I think this is exactly what I wanted to see. I didn't want to see, like, we just have these periodic tournaments and whoever shows up. I like the idea that there is a narrative through line that I can follow over seasons, that there are people who, it's important to have familiar faces in the scene. Like, I don't watch too much League of Legends, but I have a few people I like. I for some reason, I really like Double Lift, who used to be on Counter Logic. I think he's switched over to TSM. I don't know. I haven't followed in a while, but there was a while there where I was interested in seeing how Counter Logic Gaming and League of Legends was doing. And as someone who, like, they stream games like 24 hours a day, I'm not going to watch that much.
Yeah.
So someone who is interested in watching a bit of League, I like that I have that narrative, and I like the idea that, you know, they're invested enough to make that their job. And I think I look at what we're doing for Heroes, and that's there. But the other thing I really appreciated here was the love. I love the name, the Crucibles.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great Arthur Miller play. You guys should read it.
Is it?
It's very good. Yeah, and there's a movie version with Daniel Day-Lewis. Mm. Might be film sackable if you haven't. Although I don't know, do you do good movies on film sack?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, you know, we'll throw in like Breakfast Club or something once in a while just to appease people. But you know what I always like when you do this? When you go all like intellectual Canadian man on me, and I like it. Like you are well read, and the best Heroes player in this room. And I'm just saying, maybe they're correlated. Maybe if people would read more classic books and seek the philosophy of the higher learnings, maybe you too could play Sumero in a way that Bo does and dominate the playfield. That's all I wanted to say about that.
Suddenly sales of The Art of War have gone up to Sumero players.
Oh, like, man.
I gotta get through it.
That's right.
I haven't read The Art of War, but if you want my favorite piece of classic nonfiction, you should check out Aristotle's The Poetics.
Oh, my gosh.
I quite enjoyed that one.
This is amazing. So amazing. All right. Sorry. Go ahead and continue. Did
a nerd mic drop? Boom.
Yeah.
Poetics. I'm out.
Yeah.
All right. But
taking me right back to my philosophy class.
That's
great.
Right. And Bo likes a good fart joke too. I just want to make it clear that we're not talking about a guy who is in his robe smoking a pipe and thinking about Aristotle's poems all the time. He is reading one of those classic novels, making me feel like a third grader for not doing so, and then farts on a microphone. And it's just you get the full meal deal with Bo Schwartz. All right, Bo, go ahead. Sorry, continue. Yeah.
I have to say this too, now that we're on the topic. People think we live in an age where there's like lots of porn on TV and violence.
Yeah.
You should read some Greek stuff and learn about what they did, because they'd walk around with giant phalluses and do a play with all this sex stuff in it.
Yeah.
It's not new, folks. We're still very regressive.
They had their wieners out impressive. All the time in Greek society.
Yeah. Anyways, and you know, a lot of characters and heroes are close to having them out. Looking at you, Nazebo. All right, so
he brought it back around.
Yep.
Back to here. Yeah, that's my
brilliant segue, Bo. Brilliant.
Yeah, all right, what were we talking about? The esports competitive scene.
I don't know. Anymore at this point.
The Crucibles are amazing because we have to wait to see how this pans out. It seems achievable. It seems to me, and I don't think I'm going to do this, but it seems to me if I got four other guys or girls together and wanted to submit a team, that there's a tough but reasonable path for me to start.
Yeah.
And I like that idea because I do like the idea of everyone has a chance, even though realistically the, you know, really funded teams and good players will have a better chance. I can go try it. And so you do get a sense that maybe there's some unsung heroes that'll make their way up through these things.
Well, I mean, even if it favors the teams with the organization and the money and all of that stuff, and that may be statistically true, but this actually does afford somebody an opportunity to rise up and blow everybody's mind. You end up with somebody who you wouldn't have known about otherwise. And maybe a big, well-funded, organized team ends up recruiting that player. But the point is they're actually going to be able to farm corners of the player base that otherwise wouldn't have had a chance. And so I think that is enormous to this process. I think that's great.
Yeah. And so the Crucibles, I think, are really exciting. The other stuff is fancy names, but it's pretty much looks like the legal, like you're apt to say, like, yes, this resembles League of Legends, has two splits, has mm-hmm. mini tournament, like it's just different in the way it's presented. There's like an Eastern Western Conference tournaments happening mm-hmm. in the midseason, and then the whole global thing. But I think that's more logistically sound than three global events per year, which is what was happening.
Yeah.
I think that takes a lot of resources flying and logistics flying people around. So less like more often, but less epic events to lead up to these epic events. Everything just looks good. I like this. I think, and if it fails, it fails. It's better to try. I saw a quote from Michael Jordan today where he's like, I lost 300 games and I missed like 5 million shots.
Mm-hmm.
And And there were 24 shots that could have won me the game that I screwed up and lost the game. And that makes me the best player because failure, you know, doesn't deter me or whatever. And I'm right. Like, yep, that's pretty much it right there. It just doesn't matter.
Yep.
So yeah, try stuff. This is good.
Yes, I agree 100%. And so the other thing to watch for this coming week is we're going to be doing some interviews, John and I. We're going to both be there on the ground. Probably you and I will square off in a corner at some point and record some sort of like me and John only sort of thoughts about what's been announced, what they've shown, any of the big announcements surrounding Heroes that happened at the show. And we'll put that up on the feed in some form, either part of a regular episode when we get back or on its own. but that's all happening. And then on top of that, if you're going to be at BlizzCon, there's always this live instance panel. We've decided this year to team up with the Angry Chicken guys, which happens to share one of our members in Dills. And so the idea is that let's get a little two for one and use the stage space properly. So we're going to record a big epic version of that episode with the Angry Chicken and ourselves and talk about all things Blizzard. And if that's not enough for you, and if John and I being at the Heroes panel on Thursday isn't enough for you, I'll also be co-moderating a Overwatch panel on Saturday in the community area up on the third floor at the event, which is now up in the third floor somehow. And I still don't know what that looks like. I got to get there to see it, I guess. And that's going to involve a bunch of developers and stuff for the game Overwatch. So a lot happening. And in between all that, you and I, John, will end up in little tiny cubicles up in the press area talking to devs. We don't know who yet, though, do we? Do we know yet? We don't know yet.
No, we don't know who. We don't know all the specifics. We do know we have an interview scheduled. We're going to both try to make it one way or another. One of us is going to be there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
And if not, we'll have a good interview and have, you know, hopefully some cool information for you coming out of it.
Yeah, we'll crack a few eggs, expose some underwear. That doesn't make sense. I'm not going to say that again. I'm going to move on now. That's the end of that.
Can you take a cardboard cutout of my face and ask some questions? Like, put it over top of yours and cut out the mouth area, just so I can feel like I was a part of it?
I don't think that would make them feel uncomfortable or weird at all if we pretended that a anatomical representation of you was sitting in the room with us and we looked at it and waited for it to respond, and I don't think it'd be a problem.
If the moment struck you and you weren't sure whether I'd be okay with it, it's good that we talk it out now, and that way you have... permission in advance to use my likeness.
I do.
Right, a public record of it.
So I'm a little bit out of order today, but I did want to talk about the Hallow's End event, which starts, when is that? Today? Today.
Today, earlier. Yeah.
And I haven't done anything in the game today, although we will be streaming after this, so stay around if you want to watch us play some. But the new Vala skin is out. That's all I care about. This is badass. Deputy Vala. I'm totally got to get that. And also, Zul got his business. What else is happening in this event? It seemed a little small compared to, you know, the way they do other events, but it's, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so there's the portrait that you get for something. There's bonus XP for
15 games, I believe it is.
Yeah. It's, again, in the small thing, 50% bonus XP, which is always nice to level up your heroes, get your skins.
Yep.
But yeah, nothing just super, you know, out of the ordinary, but I had another question leading up today, and I was saying, where's my brawl?
Oh, yeah.
And there was a pretty epic Hollow's End trailer released today on the Twitter, which included an awesome, like, poster-like, what is it? Not a diorama, but a pastiche? No. I don't know. A mosaic of different characters. Like, they had they almost had the, you know, the three wolves. Was it Three Wolves, One Moon? Or, you know, the shirt?
Yeah.
They had, like, Greymane and the moon, and they had a big head of Vala, but then they had the Headless Horseman. Like, the way perspective and the different sizes of everything worked, it just did something to me. I was like, oh, man, this is so sweet. So a lot of work went into this. I don't think for a couple of epic skins, not legendary skins, alone. So I have a theory now, because I noticed something somewhere that I don't think we're to expect brawls every Tuesday on patch day. I noticed in the client, it says 2 days left for Punisher Arena. Mm. That might mean something's coming on Thursday. And I will say the Hollows End trailer really, there was a mine entrance and Vala was walking into it. And I was like, maybe we're getting a brawl on Thursday and is Haunted Mines related. And
look at Bo. Yeah. He's putting on the tinfoil hat.
I read the poetics, damn it! I'm smart.
You're like some kind of detective man there.
Yeah, so, but it could all just be the smoke and puff. Mirrors.
You know what made poets great, Bo? They all had broken hearts.
That's right. Let's listen to some music while we think of this.
Do, 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 do,
all right, that's just Bo do, doing do, the... Do, 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 do. I don't want to do that again.
that was great. So, glad you have that. I'm glad that's a thing that exists.
It's at the ready. You may be right, but what if that... Okay, let's take it a step further. Are you hopeful that the long-talked-about rework of Haunted Minds, it's been gone for a long time now, guys. Like, I don't know what the actual month count is, but it's been... at least 6 months or 8 months or something. It's a long time since we've seen Haunted Minds. Maybe we can have it back in general soon. Maybe it's actually going to make it back into the rotation. Or do you think it'll just make some sort of small appearance in the Halloween themed brawl for a week and that's it?
As long as it boots Garden of Terror when it comes back, I'm just totally happy.
Just kicked it
so
out.
So much hate for Garden of Terror.
Yeah,
it's the worst map in the game. That's why.
Okay. I mean, I'm on board that it's my least favorite, but I've come around on it now that I play Lost Vikings more.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you pick Lost Vikings and the other team quits the game and then we get a different map. I like that version of Garden of Terror, too.
Is that what happened? That was the strategy, right? The other day you guys were playing Team League and as long as it was Garden of Terror and you picked Vikings, the other team will leave.
That's the joke. We insta-locked Leoric TLV as our first picks, and they insta... Like, it's Team League. Yeah. It's not like one person was mad and left. It's like someone on the team was like, quit, we'll take the hit.
Yeah. That's a big hit to take. So. I'm surprised they did that. I mean, it wasn't because they got, you know, as far as you know, they weren't, like, kicked for technical reasons, right? They just got out.
It could have been. I don't know.
Yeah.
They were over. But we like to. The narrative we're telling ourselves is they ran for the hills.
I also really don't like the idea that Garden of Terror is only okay if you're playing the three Vikings or the Lost Vikings. I hate that.
Or Samuro.
Or Samuro. Well. Yeah, that's true. Because he is in effect a rotating Lost Viking, in a way.
In a way. Yeah.
Yep. He after level what is it? When does he get that ability? That talent? He get
10. 10. It's an illusion master.
Yeah, and suddenly he can send three laning. Versions of Samuro. Samuro's funny because your fake dudes, your mirror images, they'll be as chatty to me as you are when I'm on a team with you. So like you'll say, oh, thank you for the healing or whatever. One of them will be on their own, off in a corner with me. The actual Samuro is nowhere to be seen because we're post level 10 and you split him up and he'll say, I don't know. I'll just be near him. He'll say, oh, you better get to a healing fountain. I'm like, you're a ghost. What are you saying?
You're not even real. Yeah. Don't give me tips. You're not even a person.
It's not cool at all. So anyway, I really like that he's still chatting.
I wouldn't trust anything one of my mirror images said either.
All right. We talked about the big announcements for for what's happening with the pro schedule and what's happening there. I am actually very excited to see how it turns out, and I also think, even though Overwatch hasn't announced their plans yet, I really feel pretty strongly that this template will work for them as well. Obviously not on the same game nights, and I mentioned this a bit on the Rally Point show, but it seems to me that they established a pretty simple, easy-to-follow template that will probably fit their plans with Overwatch as well. So I don't expect that when that comes out to be much different. And maybe it happened today and I missed it, but there was some talk that was coming this week. Anyway, what else? No Brawl. Oh, I know what I was going to ask you about this. So now with the Brawl going away, or potentially on Thursday switching out, and all of us pretty unanimously really liked it, like genuinely think it was rad and kind of sad, at least I can say I'm very sad to see it go as a thing I can't just pick up and play now when I feel like it. I know it'll be rotated back in this particular mode. With the Punishers and whatnot, but I don't know. I guess I'm a little nervous leading up to the next one because I don't know what to expect now. Like, will I like it as much, or will it be like, you know, like Overwatch is another good comparison. This week's Brawl, it's all 76s. Well, that sounds like a nightmare. But you're telling me there's a Halloween co-op mode this week for Brawl? That sounds really rad. I'm hoping they don't end up with that kind of unevenness with how much we like or dislike Brawl. Any fading thoughts as Brawl leaves, John, as it goes out the door in its current form and we are presented with one of the newer modes?
I mean, I'm really curious about it. I'm still really curious what happens when it stops being choose from these random heroes, and then a big surprise, oh, everybody got the same hero, to nope, I know it's going to be Hammer 100% of the time, which that's the rumored next one, is Hammer across the board. Now, it's got special rules, and that's what I'm curious about. Are those special rules going to make it worthwhile, or is it going to mean that I just kind of, all right, I got my three, and I'm kind of done. I really like the randomness, and I really like going in not knowing what to expect. If everything's a known quantity, I don't know how I'm going to react. So I'm really excited. Next episode, we should know, because we should have a new brawl by then, and I can tell you. But it was really nice to get to play some heroes that I don't play very often, because they just don't come up all that often. And I feel like Brawl was a really good format for that. So who knows when I don't get to pick my hero. Yeah. And it's just set in stone.
Yeah, going to be weird. Bo, any thoughts on Punishers before they go?
Yeah, I'm ready for it to go. I mean, it's fun. It's great. But bring on the next thing. Bring me more food, waiter.
I'm done with this round. Bring me more.
I'm ready for my next goblet of wonderful wine. And I hope it's the Nova one-shot, one-kill deal on Towers of Doom. I think that has me the most excited, because I'm going to wreck everybody.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I'm still so undetermined on that one, as whether or not it sounds good to me. But then again, I didn't think the Punisher thing sounded fun before we got it, and I really ended up liking it. Like way, way, way more than I thought. Like I just want to say on the other side of this that I may not even have expressed this very well on the show, but I had very, very big misgivings about the first brawl going into it, and I was super negative Nancy on it, and I really don't know why I felt that way, because I ended up loving it. So maybe I'll be so surprised with the Nova thing that I actually like Nova for the first time ever, and only in that mode. I don't know. All right, so that's all happening. Hey, guess what, everybody? The time of the show has come around. You know it, you love it.
Oh, no.
It's time for Next Jeopardy with your host, Bo Trebek, or however we say it.
Gorath Trebek. Sorry. But thank you so much for that introduction, you Scott bet. Johnson.
You bet.
How's everyone doing today?
Doing
ready
great.
For some Next Jeopardy?
Doing great. I'm a plumber. I live in Ohio. It's good to be here.
All right. What kind of music do you like to listen to?
That's
a good question.
That's a good question. I like this music right here. My favorite song right now is, and I listen to it every day.
So in other words, losers.
Solid. Wow. Really,
man, Alex Trebek, I'm calling you out. You are a, I don't know if it was just a moment sometimes on live. Well, they left it in the show. They could have edited that out.
No, they totally left
it in.
It's
not live TV.
I tried to cut it out and use it because I wanted to keep it, but she talks over him and it kind of ruins it. But yeah, he calls some nerds some losers.
I was kind of unhappy about that. I mean, it was funny. I laughed. Yeah. I'm not going to lie, but it, I mean, come on.
He had that look on his face. And he said he was kidding. You're right. But he had that look on his face that he totally wasn't kidding.
You don't understand. He hosts Jeopardy. Like the nerdiest thing on television. Yeah. And he has the audacity for someone who's like, I listen to hip hop, nerdcore hip hop. He's like, that's for losers. Like, Jeopardy's for losers, according to some people. Yeah. Anyways, all right. Yep. Welcome to Next Jeopardy.
I was a bigger fan of the Iliad, but the audacity was pretty
good. Audacity just, I couldn't follow it. It was too hard. Anyway.
Yeah, Audacity. It's a great program for your audio. All right. all right. I'm Gorath Trebek. We're going to do Next Jeopardy. There's a lot of rules, so I'm not going over them. Just follow along. Scott won last time, so he's going to pick his talent first. You guys remember the talents?
No. But
choose a talent.
No, I just remember that I only like one, so I'm going to take the one that I like.
Oh, what is that? Rejoinder of the Storm?
Yes.
That's the one you always take. All right, so every time John makes a clever, since he decided to opt first, if he says something particularly clever and I think it's clever, I'll give him $100 or heal him up to $100.
Like, for example, if I were to say that I prefer the Iliad over the Audacity.
Mm. It's too late, though. You didn't pick your talent.
I'm just saying, but like that would be a
good example.
Yeah, good example. It's a good example. Good.
I need a pen, by the way, because your scores are going to be crazy today. Yeah. All right. Scott, what talent would you like to take?
Oh,
choose a talent.
Do you remind me again? Sorry.
There's Next Jeopardy Master. Yeah. That's the Ashel Inori one.
Yeah.
Canadian's Pursuit. Don't badmouth me. I'll give you $500.
I'm doing that one.
After Final Jeopardy.
I'm doing that one. That's the one I want. Oh, Canadian's Pursuit.
You know, Canadian's Pursuit. Yeah. All right, so Scott has Canadian's Pursuit. John has taken Rejoinder of the Storm.
All right.
All right, so this week's categories, let me get out the categories. This week's categories are Gear Drops Keep Falling on My Head, and the answer is an item name. It can be generic or specific.
Okay.
Second one is talent. That's generous.
All right.
And the answer is a talent name. You guys know this one. You guys kind of hate it. That's why I put it in this week.
Sure.
The last category is called Unstoppables. And
all right.
It's the answers are ability or heroic names that grant unstoppable.
Okay.
You ready to begin?
Okay.
John, all right, Scott, you got control of the board.
All right. Oh, do I? All right. Can we do let's do gear drops keep falling on my head for 200, please.
All right. This mighty weapon was forged when Archbishop Fael created the Knights of the Silver Hand in the Archbishop bequeathed it to the order's first grandmaster, Uther, the Lightbringer.
Well, good luck with that one, Scott.
Hold on.
No one's buzzed in, so.
I may as well go for it. I'm so bad on my human lore and all that, and their dumb weapons, so this is going to be bad. But I'm just going to say, what is Ashbringer?
Incorrect.
Damn it! What's the hammer he's got? It's some kind of hammer thing.
John, you taking a guess? You passing?
No, I like having no money.
All right. Well, the answer is, what is the hammer of the Lightbringer?
Oh, jeez.
Well, that was actually pretty easy.
Damn it.
Scott, you still have control of the board.
All right. Let's do that same category for 100. Let's back it up to an easier one.
All right. Artanis, Alarak, and Zeratul possess varying colors of this iconic... John?
What are Psyblades?
You got it. Shit, $100.
Yes!
Damn it.
Artanis questions. You're not going to stop me.
No kidding.
And we're rolling for a loot box. You guys hear the dice?
Yep.
And you got a 6. Wow. That's not good.
Is that
all right? Oh. You got vendor trash. You gain $26 immediately. Nothing exciting here.
Look at that. That's $126.
It's vendor trash.
Yeah.
We know you like trash.
John,
okay, John,
loves
you have control of the board.
Yeah.
Put that in a pot. You got a stew going, baby.
Yeah.
Let's close out this category. Gear drops keep falling on my head for 300.
All right.
Winston created this device to counteract the effects of tracers. Ronald, this is so... Scott?
What is... Oh, shit. What is...
I don't think he's going to accept Tracer's little chest thing.
Rejoinder of the Storm.
$100. Gosh, dang it. That was
good
pretty
slam
funny.
On Scott.
That was a good slam. I know this. Okay, what is Tracer's...
little...
Quantum...
glowing.
Quantum chest unit.
Now, John, I got to give you a little warning to let Scott answer and not mess him up too much. You get a yellow card.
It's
all right. Scott is incorrect.
Shit.
Minus 300 DKP.
I'm never
you're
gonna
at negative 500, and John, you're at $226. John, you have a chance to answer if you know the answer to this question.
Oh, no, I'm good. Waste not, want not.
What is a coronal accelerator?
Ah! Frick! All right. I know this. I knew that.
It's a tough one today, but it's the week before BlizzCon. We got to bring out big questions here.
Yeah.
All right, John, I think you're still in control of the board.
Well, let's try for more vendor trash. I'll say talent that's generous for 100, please.
All right. This talent allows Lili to toss her healing brew farther, moving her up from amateur leagues to the pro scene.
No, not doing it.
It's a level 1 talent on Lili.
Sure.
I have no. Can you repeat the question? Or is that
this talent? Yeah, I'll do it a second time.
Right.
This talent allows Lili to toss her healing brew farther, moving her up from amateur leagues to the pro scene.
I like that he's saying it like, here's the hint, but he knows full darn well that we're
okay,
not
here's
good.
A hint. The two words in the answer are in the question I just said, and I emphasize them pretty heavily.
Oh.
It's also in the chat, so I can't answer.
It's also a StarCraft term. a race of people in StarCraft.
Oh, really?
5-4
Yeah, I don't know it.
With the chatter who said... 1
All right. The answer is, what is Protoss?
Oh, Protoss!
All right. Nice job, you guys.
That's amazing.
The chat is going nuts.
That is amazing.
If this is your first time playing, keep in mind, we're here to have fun.
Also, I'm surprisingly honest for a guy who plays a rogue, and if I see it said in the chat, I will not answer at that point.
Yeah,
so
I'm not looking at the chat.
I do appreciate everybody encouraging read the chat, but once I see it in the chat, I stop answering.
Yeah.
So
I don't even look at the chat during this because I'll screw up. So yeah, I can't even look at you people right now.
All right, John, would you like to select the next question, please?
Sure. How are you?
I'd be better if you'd pick a question.
Okay, well, let's do talent that's generous for 200.
Talent that's generous for 200. You guys should know this one. Well, this level...
Not all of them, but yes.
This
please.
Level 16 talent makes Muradin extra good at smashing disabled foes, increasing...
John? Just give him the axe.
You got it.
Ah, frick! You're killing me tonight. None of these are coming into my brain. They're not working, and I know that one. I play that character all the damn time.
Ugh. All right. Yeah, that's maybe in the next one. Remember, you're Canadian. You've got an advantage.
No, I have this $500 just coming, you know. Yeah. I feel good about it because I can't be mean to Bo. It's impossible for me.
All right, John, you have control of the board.
Oh, fantastic. Let's do talent that's generous for 300.
All right. Kerrigan heard you like Ultralisks, dog, so at level 20, she put an Ultralisk in your Ultralisk. Whoa, bro.
I hate that answer so much.
I hate that one, too.
All right. Oh, Bo, what did he just say about your beautiful answer that you just gave?
No, he hates the question. He doesn't hate the questionaire.
That sounds like a real negative blow.
Not badmouth Nexeprity. It's questions. Goreth, Trebek, or other contestants.
Yeah, but isn't it? But okay, hold on But isn't it on you? You get to determine when that happens, not Johnny Come Yelly over here, right?
I don't think you get to make that argument. If you said a bad thing and John spotted it, that's
yeah. Oh, that's the worst.
I'm sorry, Scott. So I was just shocked at how un-Canadian you were.
You're now only going to get $400 if you can keep up good behavior.
All right, I'm going to stop. I'm good now. That was the best question I've ever heard, and I hope there are more.
All right, what we're looking for is a talent name.
Yeah.
The Ultralisk morphs into an egg when it dies. If it isn't killed within 4 seconds, a new one is born. Do you guys know it?
No.
It sounds like the BattleNet tag of a person that we play with in Heroes Often, who also has a podcast. Oh. Sounds like it.
Oh. Is it called the Great Ferguson? Just kidding.
I think the Great Ferguson.
All right. What is Torask?
Oh, Tarask. It literally was Kyle. That's funny.
But well, he's Tarask.
Right.
But close.
Right. Yeah. No, that's funny.
I can't change how you emphasize that.
Excuse me? It's Tarask and not Tarask? Okay, so John, you have control of the board.
that's the best news I've heard all day. I'll take Unstoppabros for 100.
All right. When Chen has had one too many and passes out, you might find Lili... or someone else stuffing him into this and rolling him home.
Oh, beep. Most uncertain beep I've ever done.
Yeah.
What is... Oh, man. I don't think this is what it's actually called. What is barrel roll?
Incorrect.
Dang it.
You lose $100. Scott, do you know the name?
I have no idea. I don't know.
I liked you.
All right. The name is what is Wandering Keg? Wandering Keg.
The Wandering Keg. Family.
I knew it was fancier than Barrel Roll, which is what I wanted.
Hold on a second. Does Lili pop out and do this?
No, it's just flavor someone might stuff him into the barrel and send him on.
I just love the idea that she would like appear and go, "Here you go, Uncle Chen," and just rolls him into the thing. I never play him, so I don't know.
Yeah. No, well, he just kind of turns into it, but I added some flavor to this, as you'll find out with some of the other questions.
All right.
Made it very flowery.
John, you have control of the board.
How much money do I have right now, Bo?
$326.
Oh, good. I'm going to buy a PS4 if I get another one right. Unstoppable Bros for $200.
All right. I'm sorry for this next answer in advance. And please don't answer until the question's fully read, okay?
Right.
Okay.
Make a poorly timed attack against the Alarak and watch him hollow back so hard upside your nutsack that you'll contract a cardiac attack deservedly and need a medevac to take you to emergency. Urgently.
Beep.
John?
What is counterattack?
You got it.
Oh my gosh. Are you freaking kidding me? Oh, I love a beep. I love a beep that sounds like a question. Just beep.
All right. I don't know what just happened. I didn't know if we should call help for Bo or not.
Yeah.
I made a little rhyme. I got carried away when I was writing the question, and yeah. Wow. All right, John, you still have control of the rhymes. I mean the board.
Hey, why don't we end this game? Category 3, Unstoppable Bros for $300. Right. I don't know why I had to say category 3.
This is
3.
The question where you both get loot boxes. Pew, 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 pew. All right.
Oh, that's exciting.
Scott, let's find out what you got first.
Please.
The loot box. These ones are, this is a loot cache. You get the boxes right away.
All
right. No joke, dude.
What?
You rolled 100.
Oh my gosh. That's
you rolled a natural 100, which means you get the best item in the game. You get a Herodric Cube.
Oh my gosh, this is like the Yogg-Saron gold card I got in Hearthstone in bed this week.
All right, so there's a lot of rules associated with
it. Treasure in that Herodric Cube.
Here's the big thing about the Herodric Cube. You can put two items you gained during your game into the cube to get a copy of an item of the next higher rarity.
Fantastic, he hasn't earned any.
It does not expire, it's indestructible, and it persists between matches. Meaning the next time we play Next Jeopardy, you have a Herodric Cube.
Oh.
And you have it forever.
Okay.
You just have it.
All right.
It's just indestructible, it doesn't expire when you use it, you just have a Herodric Cube.
So
however,
now,
there is a legend that if somehow you end up with two Herodric Cubes and put them into each other, something unpredictable might happen.
So I can have
never play Next Jeopardy again.
But in theory, I can have two Herodric Cubes and never put them into each other, though, right?
Well, you could get another loot cache and roll another one.
Yeah,
but you can use this to make other items, so maybe you can make yourself another Herodric
Cube. But do I have to put them together is my point. Like, if something bad happens and I put them together, I'm cool with adhering to a rule that says never put them together. Can I keep them separate?
The thing is, someone put them together once, and we've never heard from them again. So we know you can do it, but we don't know what happens.
Okay, so it could be great what happens, in it, or it could be
put
the end
together
of all.
And bones appears on.
I strongly encourage experimentation, as you know, generally speaking. So you got a Herodric Cube, you'll get to keep that indefinitely.
Right.
Maybe,
which is good because you have no items to put in it now, and we're at.
But
the end.
Next time he'll start with a Herodric Cube. All right,
I'm good,
John. We're gonna roll for you.
Okay.
Okay, let's see.
If I get a Herodric Cube, can I combine my cube with his cube?
Nope, you did get a, where is it? Can't find it. Yeah, it's a rare item. You got a Cursed Podcast Award.
I've been living with that.
You know, Cursed Gaming, they're starting to give out podcast awards. And
no, this is Cursed. You earn 25% less winnings, and you receive 25% more in penalties for wrong answers. It's indestructible and can't be vendored by...
Wait, what does it do?
So you win 25% less money, and you lose 25% more money. Enjoy your cursed podcast.
It was a good time
now,
to get that.
On to the question.
All right.
Okay.
All right. When taking the... What?
No, sorry, my computer farted. Go ahead. You're good.
When taking the stand in his own defense during the trial of the Butcher v. the People of Tristram, the Butcher testified...
I'm not playing this game anymore.
Remember what category it is.
What was the category? Now I've thrown
I
off.
I don't know what...
Unstoppables, these are ability or heroic names that grant unstoppable.
Okay.
Oh, right. We picked a category and got a question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
sorry, we've been through so much since then. I forgot.
I knew that, but I don't know. And I didn't even know what he's doing. I just don't know the name of that at all. It's a specific, it's not a global talent that everybody can, or you know, many can get. It's like one thing he does, and that's it. I don't know.
All right, five.
I'm good. I got a cursed item anyway.
3, 2, 1. Yeah. What is Ruthless
Onslaught? Oh, gosh, dang it. It was in the back of my head. Every one of these is like just waiting there behind a thin paper wall until you say it, and then it bursts through. Gosh, dang it.
All right. So, John, you ended with 526 points, and Scott ended with negative 500.
Holy shit.
So we can't really do Final Jeopardy today because I can't flip the points because you're not both negative. John put in a superior performance despite his protestations.
Well, hold on, though. I'm only negative 100, though, right? Because I have the 400.
You can't bet anything if you don't got money. Now, if you were both negative, I'd flip it over.
No. What I mean is you have the 400 bucks you're still holding for me being nice to Canadian money, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so you were at negative 500, so I give you 400, and you're still at negative 100.
Okay,
so
yeah, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure I was...
It's not a bet.
Yeah, it's not
I had
nearly
a really good Final Jeopardy, too, but we'll have to wait till next time.
Oh, man. I'm so sad not to hear that now. All right, well done, everybody. At least I got a few good sound drops out of Bo today. Even if I lost, I'll be able to use those in the future, which would be good. All right, we're going to end things for this part of the show. And again, a reminder to those watching live, if you want to see us play in the world of Heroes here shortly, we're going to be doing that. I don't know what we're doing exactly or who's going to be playing with us, but we are going to play and stream it tonight. So stay around for that. All right, we get our emails and our phone calls to us at 801-471-0462, and you can email us at core@heroesforyou.com. We got an call this week that's a little bit long, but it's for all you Abathur lovers, so an Abathur call. Here it is.
Hey, guys. This is for the Core Podcast. This is Alex Mitchell calling in, level 20 Abathur. Got about 400 games played. I realized that you guys didn't have anything to say about the Abathur changes, so I wanted to pipe in, just let the community know. A couple things to watch out for with those changes. The Locust. There is a huge upgrade to a talent where the locusts would explode when they're sieging, once they die. So a big thing you want to do to counter that is to kill the locusts before they hit the towers or hit the minion wave or anything like that, because they will, now with this buff, absolutely destroy minion waves. It's going to be an auto-pick if I forget. Also, there is going to be a really interesting, change that we might want to look out for where Abathur can heal and his carapace or his shield is increased. So it might be that we see Abathurs who can pseudo-support almost like a Tassadar. I'm not sure. I haven't tried it out yet, but it might be a thing. So look out for that. Otherwise, everything else looks like a little general balancing. Never pick never the evolved monstrosity. It's a horrible talent. And if you see any Abathur, pick it. Troll them because they're horrible. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Bye.
All right. We don't condone trolling other players for any reason, but I understand his sentiment there. So... I just wanted to use this call for two reasons. One, hey, Abathur people, we know you exist and you're interested in what's going on with Abathur. Second of all, I don't ever see him anymore. And I don't know what's going on, but it used to be I'd see Abathur in almost every quick match or Hero League ranked game I would play. And I feel like I haven't seen Abathur in a long, long time. And I don't know if that's just pure luck on my part or if I'm seeing a trend of Abathur not being picked as much. You guys have any thoughts on where Abathur is? And why he's
I haven't really seen him.
Yeah.
And thank you for the Abathur update, but I'm glad I don't see him anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I've never played Abathur once, so I don't. I have zero to say. I have no right to say whether he's good or bad or great or whatever. I absolutely love him from a fantasy perspective and like his story and who he is as a character and him constantly aiming for perfection yet looking like a turd with tentacles. Like, he's just the best, right? I can't really speak to how he plays. I know that he's a pain in my butt when someone's playing him well. I just feel like I haven't seen him. Bo, is he on everyone's poop list right now? Or why less Abathur? Or is it just me?
No, I think we just have more heroes to play, and I think you can't play them all. So like the really dedicated Abathur players probably have had their fill by now, maybe moving on to other characters.
Mm-hmm.
I still think he's a must try for any new players coming into the game because he's so weird. Yeah. But I just think there's more hero diversity probably in your quick match queues. And Hero League, the burden of execution is super high. I've always been a fan of seeing an Abathur like on a gray main team, mm-hmm. less so on an Illidan. I find as you rank up in MMR, the competency of people playing against it is much higher. So your odds of winning, like your odds of having that edge of like people don't know how Abathur works and they're stepping in every mine, goes way down. So you probably have better results in a more casual mode than in competitive. That being said, I still think he's probably very good in a cohesive team. He does provide a lot of interesting utility.
Mm-hmm.
I just think probably the short answer is there's more heroes in the game because it's like that for everyone. Once we get to a point where 100, you think any one person's going to have meaningful comments, like nuanced meaningful comments. They might have general meaningful comments, but nuanced meaningful comments about each hero.
Yeah.
Probably not. You're probably going to look at somebody who's a professional who plays a range of 20 to 30 and knows them exceptionally well, and that's it.
Yeah.
So I think we're just starting to see that happen in our game.
So it brings up another question that I've thought about for a while, last couple of shows anyway. It wasn't too long ago, maybe a couple of months, maybe a month, I don't remember, but there was a big patch or a couple of patches in a row that in a lot of people's minds, ours included, made... or at least we talked about it, made specialists a much bigger threat in the game and turned laning into a much more important part of the game and meant that you couldn't get by with trying to comp yourself out with two healers and everyone else being assassins or one of them being a tank and not worrying about how you're going to handle laning no matter what the map was and no matter what the strategy was. And it seemed like there for a little while we were worried about catapults much more than we had been. Top all that off more recently, we got much slower mounts. And so getting to places quickly to answer some of those problems became a different dynamic. So all that being said, I feel like no one's talking about that anymore. And I'm also not seeing comps that are just absolutely must have 1 to 2 specialists doing very important laning work. I feel like it's just kind of swung back to people are a little bit more chill about it. And again, maybe that's just me and my impression, but even here on the show, we haven't talked about it. And for a while it was a hot topic and not lots of things haven't really changed. It's not like there's been a big shift back to the structure of the game or the meta of the game before all those changes. Were we just paranoid about what it meant for a more lane focused game and actually they weren't really doing that, like it didn't turn out to be that much? I don't know who wants to take this, but
well, to kind of go back to that though, it's interesting because from that perspective, that approach to the game, Abathur would actually be kind of strong.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, you know, if you get hit by poison, if you hit one of his mines and you get knocked off your mount, a slower mount speed, that's a bigger impact to you than if it's faster. He has good laning presence, a good ability to push. You know, you would think that this would be a time where he is really flourishing, and maybe he would in the right hands, but it does go back to us, you know, I just haven't seen that much of him. I think I've seen one game with Abathur in like the past couple of months, actually. But I also think he's kind of a niche hero. And I mean, you can kind of see it when that guy says, I've got a level 20 Abathur. Clearly, he has a style of play he really likes. And that character is kind of the only one that really feeds that need. Mm. So I would also be curious if they would ever branch out into Abathur territory again.
Mm. Yeah, he's very much a party of one right now. Like there's nobody really. I'm trying to think here, make sure I'm not saying this out of turn, but I don't think there's really no other specialist or even another character who's like, oh yeah, he's a lot like Abathur, but this, like, Abathur is in his own class, and for good or for ill, there he is going, everything sucks and I'm the ultimate evolution and FU. Like, he's just on his own doing his own thing, and the game has not tried to do that again. Like, I can't even say that about Lost Vikings anymore. Like, Mirror Image for Sumeru is basically that, I mean, in some ways. And so there's like touches and things from other characters that you go, oh yeah, that's a lot like so and so. Not with Abathur. Name somebody who does anything like Abathur, and I'll eat my hat. I don't think it's the same. And not that he just generates some kind of poop that walks around. Like, yeah, a few characters do that, but not ones that, you know, persist forever and take the, go all the way down to the final towers on the other side of the map sort of creep. So, yeah, he's a special flower.
He does poo, actually, though.
Yeah, it's true. He does.
It's liquid, but it's poo.
Well, listen, we don't know this yet, but our ultimate evolution will be all poo will be liquid.
We'll be giant poo monsters.
Great, I've already evolved.
Yeah, I'm almost there. So
I've done it, everybody. I've made it. But I also think, to kind of go back to what you had originally asked, which is I think that with that meta shift that you were talking about, yeah. I think it still kind of came down to people want to fight each other in this game. Mm-hmm. You know, we make fun of the fact that Blizzard really pushed the whole, this is a hero brawler, not a MOBA, hero brawler, everybody. But we really do kind of like to brawl. And so even when Bo was playing Samoru and all of a sudden it's like we're getting in these fights and Bo's not there because he's doing his merc thing, that was really useful, but it made it really hard. We had to kind of break ourselves of team fighting because that's what we wanted to do, and we're down an entire person, and so we lost every single one of those, and it's because Bo's off doing his own thing in the lane. And I even at one point, without realizing he was playing it, made a snippy comment of wow, it feels like we don't even have a Samoru on our team.
Dearest Martha.
wait, hold on, if you're gonna go that road, we have to do it properly. Here you go. Wait, okay.
My dear Martha, today we engage the enemy on the field of battle. Their numbers were many, 5, and our numbers were few, 4.
Also 5.
General Samoru hasn't been seen for 3 years. There are rumors that he has ventured off into the lands north to deal with the locals. We believe that they might be assisting General Samoru, but we just don't know. I write this as a small murloc is leaving goo at my feet. I don't anticipate I'll see you or our children ever again. Yours truly, in this life and the next, Lady Killer 97.
All right, maybe the best letter home that's ever happened. That was really good. Oh my gosh, Lady Killer 97.
We need people to write in their bad beat stories and their complaints and have John do a Dearest Martha rendition of them.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah,
he's so good at it.
Yeah, you have a natural, you have a thing for that. All right, that concludes today's happy hour. We're done. That's longer than an hour, hour and a half. Hey, if you'd like to have that voicemail played that's yours with your own voice in it, you can, 801-471-0462, or you can email us your thoughts and or attachments to core@heroesforyou.com. Again, hang around if you guys want to watch us play. We'll be back for one more show next week before BlizzCon. We will be doing our predictions episode. We'll make a couple of bets with each other and kind of see where all that ends up as the week continues. And we are very much looking forward to seeing many of you on the floor in Anaheim as well. Well, the con floor, not on the floor. Don't be on the floor. It's gross down there. Don't go down there. Anyway, heroesforyou.com is the website. You can go there and check us out. All the stuff is there that you need. Alpha Geek Radio does a simulcast of this show. Big thanks to them. Join us in the game. /join Frog Pants in the game. That'll get you in with a bunch of community members who are always playing games and having fun. If you're looking for people to play with, they can be found there. On Twitter, follow Bo at Bo Schwartz, me at Scott Johnson, and John at John_Jagger. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Bo, for John. We'll see you next time.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
Doody 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 do.
There you go.